Decades ago, Penshree was suffering. Bangkok's air was a powerful cocktail of sulphur, carbon monoxide and lead. Breathing in fumes by the side of the road made her sick. But selling food to truckers was the only way she could make a living.
My name is Penshree. I am 73 years old. I've been a street vendor here for 40 years. There was a lot of black smoke. Back in those days, my health wasn't quite good.
A half a world away in Santiago, a similar story.
I am Francesca. I have worked in Calvo McKenna Hospital for 3 years. I'm a medical technician.
When Francesca Yanis was a little girl, a study showed that almost half of all children in Santiago under the age of 5 suffered from respiratory illnesses.
I had asthma when I was about 5 or 6 years old. I remember that my mother had to take me to the emergency room.
A landmark World Bank study at the time showed the cost of healthcare for pollution-related illnesses in Santiago was greater than the cost of cleaning up the city. Pollution, it makes bad economic sense and it kills. Poor people suffer the most because they're forced by poverty to live in dirty areas and because they have less access to medical care. But now both Bangkok and Santiago are well on the road to recovery. In Bangkok, new mass transit to get cars off the road. Legislation to make biofuels cheaper. Restrictions on open fires. And the conversion to cleaner four-stroke engines for the city's ubiquitous motorbikes. Santiago has adopted similar measures. A wide network of clean urban transport, carbon-soaking greenery in the city centre, a hydropower plant to reduce fossil fuels, emissions controls on cars and factories, and programs to promote bicycles for residents. Although both cities still struggle with pollution and congestion, they have become role models, cities that are reaping the benefits of investing in a cleaner environment, improving not only their economies, but the health for all residents.